This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 Market Buzz podcast brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Well, the Nifty ended in the green for a second straight day yesterday, and now the Nifty has reached the upper end of the trading band of 11,500 to 11,800. It's good to see that there is support being formed at 11,500, and now the important levels to watch on the upside would be the 50-day moving average of 11,707 and the 20-day moving average of 11,733. The Nifty is actually trending within this band itself, so would be interesting to see if the bulls have enough steam to take the Nifty above this band of 11,500 to 11,800. This morning, a positive cue is that Brent crude has fallen 3%. It's now below $65 a barrel. Donald Trump said that progress has been made in Iran, signaling that the tensions could ease in the Middle East. Not much in terms of cues from global markets. The US markets closed flat. They slipped from record highs after Donald Trump said there's a long way to go on trade talks with China. But the important bit for our own markets is there is definitely some caution at the top. You can see it in the foreign institutional numbers. So FIIs have net sold 445 crores in the cash markets yesterday. They've been selling for 11 consecutive sessions. In fact, in 11 days, FIIs have sold over 4,500 odd crores. It just indicates that the sentiment is still a bit sour on the upside. Domestic institutions, though, bought 638 crores yesterday. In 2019 as well, there's been an underperformance by the Indian markets compared to its global peers. So MSCI India index is up 7.5%, while Asia ex Japan and the emerging market index are up about 11.5% to 11.6%. If you look at stocks in the news this morning, there's DCB Bank that came out with its numbers, which were below street estimates. An NII growth of just 11.7% below expectations, while the asset quality for the bank has worsened. Gross NPA is at 1.96% versus 1.84%. Today is a big day of trade in terms of earnings. You have Yes Bank, Wipro, Mindtree, Tata Elxsi, Dhanlakshmi Bank that come out with their numbers. Yes Bank, in fact, posted the biggest one-day gain in 5 months yesterday ahead of its earnings. So it would be interesting to see if there is any positive surprise in the numbers. KNR Constructions has bagged an order worth almost 900 crores from Navyuga Engineering Company. So that stock could be buzzing. MCX delivered a stable set of numbers as well, a revenue growth of over 9%. The profits have seen a big jump to 44 crores versus 7.5 crores. There are reports suggesting that Edelweiss is looking to sell 20% of its wealth management business for 2,000 crores, so that would be an interesting stock to watch. And finally, Interglobe Aviation could continue to see an overhang, as sources have said that the Ministry of Corporate Affairs is now seeking comments from IndiGo on the promoter SPAT. Well, that's it from my end. Thanks so much for tuning in. Once again, you're listening to the CNBC TV 18 Market Buzz podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.